That's like someone trying to make like grilled chicken cutlets or something, right?
Yes.
And they're like, I didn't have any chicken, but I had some trout. So I grilled it up, and it tasted real bad.
There's bones everywhere. I hated it.
It was real bad, and it was a little raw. It tasted fishy. What the hell? One star.
Hello and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode 18. I am Bat Snacks.
And I'm Time Aces. 18th episode.
Yes, it is. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well today. How are you?
I'm good.
Last week we had like a half. We meant it to be like a half episode, but it actually turned out to be like almost full episode.
Yes. And then additionally, we did a live.
The Switch thing.
Twitch, I don't know what you would call it. Like
Twitch live. Switch.
The old switcheroo is what we called it.
Twitch Switch Live Witch. Which Switch do I Twitch? Twitch Witch Switch Ditch. Sorry, I'm done.
It's okay.
Let's try to rhyme. There's a lot of things you can rhyme with Switch and Witch and stuff.
Mitch, so how, Fitch.
Glitch. Ditch. Hitch. Bitch. Kitch.
Yes.
All right, we're done. That's the whole show. Like,
and that has been the Time Bat Show. Thank you for joining us today.
We should do a whole episode where we just rhyme one word for like
the for an hour show. And 20 minutes.
It would be really hard. We would need to choose a word that's really rhymable, like dad or bad or like...
Or like dare. Or
like one syllable word. Yeah, like dare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, how did you like the Switch thing? Have you... Now that a week has settled, are you going to buy the Nintendo Switch?
I'm going to buy it. I didn't pre-order it because, I don't know, I'm not that hardcore, but...
Well, you don't really need it the day it comes out.
No, I don't. But I will buy it sort of whenever it is earliest and convenient.
Yeah. So probably the first year, maybe the first 6 months, depends on what games come out.
Yeah. I mean, whenever it's safely in stock and I know I can drive to the store and get it, probably.
Okay, so maybe like...
A couple weeks or something.
Yeah, it depends on when their stock holds up. You never really know with a new console, though, you know. Sometimes their stock takes a while to get back.
Yeah, the NES Classic, I think, is still...
It is. I think they're really under...
Ungettable.
I think they really under produced those things or something.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I can think of as to why they're so poorly, you know, out of stock everywhere.
Speaking of the NES Classic, do you know if they re-released any NES, like, cartridges to go with that?
Or I don't think just... so. All the games are on the console itself. Like they're all preloaded. I don't think they released any cartridges. If they did,
it has all the licensed Nintendo games on it.
Not all of them. It was like 30 or something.
Oh,
it has all the big ones. Yeah,
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just a small NES that you put physical cartridges into.
No. I don't think a physical cartridge would fit like into the NES Classic. I think it's bigger than the console. But yeah, it's just a standard NES with no cartridges and all the games preloaded into memory, essentially. You know what I mean? Well, like 30 games. I mean all the important ones, really, you know, Zelda, so, Mario.
Pretty much it's like one of those things at the flea market that has like 50 games in one. You just buy the one.
But they're all Nintendo, but they're all licensed by Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the 50 games in one thing, but instead of being all really bad games, they're all slightly less bad, you know.
They're all pretty good.
They're all pretty good, yeah, exactly. You get all the Marios and the Zelda and I think Metroid 1 and, you know, some of the other ones. Anyway, so that's still sold out, so. But Switch will probably be decently okay to find. Anyway, so this episode... We should talk about what we're doing right now.
Yeah, what are we doing right
now?
Well,
I don't really know. You've kind of become like the I don't know how to describe the podcast relationship that we have right now. I do all like the back end editing kind of things, like the show presentation. But then you're like the
internet man.
You're like the IT person of this podcast. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's sad though. I don't want to be the IT person.
Do you know what I mean though? Like you're doing all like the I don't know. I got our YouTube set up tonight. So tell our listeners what's happening right now. Because they're probably listening live. Some people, maybe.
I mean, I doubt it. But so we are broadcasting live on YouTube Gaming right now, I think.
Mm.
And so it turns out it's pretty similar as broadcasting on Twitch. So that's kind of how I figured out how to do it.
That's good.
But yeah, we're live. And I guess it records the whole thing. So I started this right when we, like, even before we began talking. The episode, like, almost, like, 30 minutes ago.
So, some of our hardcore listeners can go back and listen to us just
doing talking. Nothing.
Doing nothing. Yeah, that's good.
If you really want.
And stuff. Oh, yeah, I really want to do that, for sure. Yeah, so, we'll see if this works. Do we have any people listening right now?
There were viewers earlier, but none right now.
Yes! Well, maybe later in the show we can go back and check.
It's our first time doing this.
Yeah. Afterwards, we can go check to see if we get any. Like at the end of the show, we'll go back and see like if we have any people on our actually.
Yeah, and I think this is sort of a good thing because a lot like sort of the meat of our podcast is question and answer, and now
the meat
there's
and potatoes.
Yeah, there's sort of a. There's a way to ask live.
I like that. So yeah,
it could. I mean, the potential is there.
I mean, it's probably not going to happen, but the potential is there. Like, someone could potentially come up and be like, hey, guys, and then we'll be like, this is my imagining, like, what's going to happen, right?
Yes.
I'm talking about something, and then you're like, hold on one second, it seems we have a listener question on the air, let me read it real quick, and then you read it, and then we go off into that immediately. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the technology is there for that to happen.
I wish we could patch somebody in. Like,
like, what do you mean?
Like on a radio show, like, oh, we got a caller.
Oh, like the voice, their voice could be on it too.
Yeah, we got a caller. Oh, we could do that with real phones. See?
Yeah, just give internet people your phone number. That's a good idea.
Yeah,
good thinking.
I'm full of ideas. I'm brimming with ideas. Okay, you want to get into the show proper? You want to? Is anything else you want to talk about from last week? Not really.
No. I think we got our thoughts on the Switch out pretty good.
Yeah, I know. But did you have any personal anecdotes you wanted to share before I start with the weird shit on the internet we found this week?
So I was reading recipes the other day. I do have something I wanted to share. I was reading recipes the other day, and have you ever read recipes on the internet?
Yeah.
Like, looked at stuff on foodnetwork.com and...
Yeah, like all recipes and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so have you ever read the reviews section on those sites?
Occasionally. It's usually just to be like, you know, is this good or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I was doing too. But There's a pattern, or there's a certain kind of person that is going onto these recipe forums and is posting low reviews. And then their comments will be something like, well, I didn't have any garlic, so I just substituted some orange juice. But it was really bad. This recipe sucks.
Like, you can't just make something randomly with some missing ingredient.
Yeah, like, someone saw a recipe for chicken pot pie on the internet, and it calls for carrots, and they substituted, like...
dirt.
Not carrots. Like, lemons. Or, like, apples.
Lemons would be the best.
Well, I was out of carrots, so...
I used lemons. They're yellow, not red, but they're kind of have similar... I don't know. They're not really similar at all.
Yeah, people do that, though. It like, bugs the hell out of me, too, because they give the recipe 1 star. And they're like, this recipe obviously sucks.
It should account for me using lemons instead of carrots, obviously. That's like someone trying to make, like, grilled chicken cutlets or something, right?
Yes.
And they're like, I didn't have any chicken, but I had some trout. So I grilled it up, and it tasted real bad.
There's bones everywhere. I hated it.
It was real bad, and it was a little raw. It tasted fishy. What the hell? 1 star out of 5.
Or like they go on Amazon, and they buy, what would they buy? Like a video card.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not compatible with their computer, and they just try to like stick it inside their computer case.
Just like, and
they think that's enough.
Or they open the disk drive.
They just try to cram it in there. They're like, obviously this video card sucks.
So they like, what do you mean put it in there? Like they unscrew it and they just like place it.
No, they use their hand or a hammer and just whack it in there.
They don't like connect any wires or anything.
No.
And the computer just knows that it has a new. It's really smart like that.
Yeah. They spent $200 on that video card. It should work.
Yeah, it should. It should just know. It should have like an RFID chip or something, and it just sends a pulse to the computer, and then the computer somehow magically like magnetizes it into the correct position.
Yes.
Yeah. Something like that. No, I haven't really read recipes, but I'm going to go and look now, because that sounds very
amusing. Keep an eye out for that. That's something that definitely happens.
The problem with that is, like, so many recipes rely on a certain ingredient or a certain set of ingredients.
Like chili powder.
Yeah.
And you can't just substitute, cinnamon.
Some recipes have ingredients where it's just, like, this is kind of an extra, like, garnish or something, or this is just adds a little flavor, but it's unnecessary. Like, for instance, like, in, like, making, I know this because I used to make this all the time, like, making ground beef, like, for, like, tacos or something.
Yeah.
You know, you do, like, chili powder, and you do, like, cumin, and you do, like, salt and pepper and a few other things. You can, as long as you have, like, chili powder, you're generally okay, you know what I mean? Like, the other stuff is, like, not necessarily, oh, and, like, garlic powder, I think, too. But the other stuff is not necessarily necessary. But it's, like, adds a little flavor. But, as like, the chili powder is kind of really important to, like, get, like, that spicy, you know, kind of flavor. So, like, that's a very important part of the recipe. So you have to really be able to know that, like, oh, this is kind of a substitutable thing. Or this is, like, a very important, you know, ingredient or whatever. I don't know. Like, if you had something that required salt and pepper, and, like, it didn't have a lot of spices, but it required salt and pepper, and you didn't put salt and pepper in it, it's probably not going to taste how you would imagine it to, you know, to taste.
I think what happens is just people, they print the recipe, and they start cooking, and then they notice, hey, I'm trying to make tacos, but I don't have any chili powder. I have...
This just tastes like beef.
Let's see, I have some ginger powder, or some, like, vanilla extract.
I have brown. Some nutmeg.
Yeah.
And then they just dash it in there. And they're just like, this just tastes like beef with weird nutmeg flavor in it. Why does it taste like a taco? Or whatever, yes. Right? Or like, this tastes like eggnog. Because they put nutmeg in it.
Anyway, no. So that bothered me this week. I wanted to share that.
Thank you for sharing. So I have a couple really, really weird animal-related stories to share with you today.
Nice.
First one, it spoke to me pretty immediately. In Oregon, we had a goat go into 7-Eleven on its own, and it ripped open a bag of sour Skittles and began to eat them. A goat after my own heart, if you will. So I guess, you know, in Oregon they have
goats
that just do that. I feel like we could make a map of every state and, like, what weird animal enters convenience stores and starts ripping stuff up.
Yeah.
Because, like, a couple weeks ago, I remember we had, like, an alligator went into, like, a Florida thing, and then, like, a raccoon was in, like, Pennsylvania, and blah, blah, blah. You know, like, it's like...
Yeah, there was a beaver at one point, too.
There's a beaver.
I think that was in Maine.
Yeah. And so, like, Oregon's got goats. They probably ate... I feel like, I don't know why goats make sense for eating Skittles. I just had a lot of deja vu with this article, like I've read it before.
Like, this is something that happens. Goats go into stores, and they go straight for the sour Skittles.
I just, not necessarily sour. The way I have deja vu is, like, I remember, I have a vivid memory of a goat eating Skittles inside a convenience store. And I also have a memory of me reading about it on, like, a website. I don't know. It's very weird. I'm getting this very strange sense of deja vu right now. So weird. Maybe, like, years ago when we were kids, we, like, saw a story that was like this, like, 10 years ago or something.
Or we saw a goat eating Skittles in a convenience store.
Maybe. It's like E.T. Oh, wait. No, that's Reese's Pieces.
No.
Damn it.
And it's he's not a goat. He's an alien.
He's not. He kind of looks like a goat, though.
No, he doesn't.
Eye.
Not at
similar
all.
Eyes.
Yes. He's like what a goat.
What if aliens were like goats? Like, what if they looked like goats? Would we take them seriously? Like, they stood up and walked
around. They're like satyrs.
Satyr. Oh, yeah. Like the mythological.
They're like creature. Reverse satyrs. They have a goat top and a man other legs.
Wait, I thought satyrs had a goat top and a man bottom.
I think satyrs have goat legs and a
maybe
man
I'm thinking
top.
Of Satan. I think I'm thinking of Satan.
Yeah, you're thinking of Satan, not satyr.
Satan, the prince of darkness.
Yes.
The root of all evil and all that stuff. Yeah, I was totally thinking of Satan. Maybe that's where I thought it from. Maybe there's like some comic or something where Satan eats Skittles, like in goat form.
Sounds like a pretty cool comic.
I know. I'm already intrigued. I'm already reading that. If that was like the cover art, do you know the Satan like picture where he's like raising his two fingers up?
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. You
yeah,
know, what
and
I'm
he's
talking
got
about.
Like, it's like the pentagram behind him.
Yeah, it's like a very satanic looking thing. It's on like metal albums and stuff. It's like yeah. So, he's doing that, and with this, and in his two hands, like he's cuffing like a bunch of Skittles,
and he's about. He's about to put them in his mouth.
Yes, and he's like about to.
That's like his gimmick in the comic.
Yeah,
he like, eats Skittles. And he like doesn't smoke the... like the devil
no.
usually does.
Yeah.
He eats Skittles.
Like, he doesn't really have a lot of vices, but he has like a really intense sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Like, really intense. Like, he can't stop. Like, that's
he buys the Costco size.
Yeah, he buys
Skittles
like the gallon ones or whatever.
Yeah.
And he likes every flavor. But sour is his favorite because he's Satan, you know.
Right, yeah.
So sour would, you know, it's a little edgier.
Maybe there is something to your deja vu because, you know, sour, Satan, goat.
No.
There's
no,
kind of a
see?
There's a process there.
There's something going on in my head. Yeah. See? But yeah, sour Skittles would be his favorite, and he would stay away from like tropical because that's not very satanic.
Yeah, it's too
that's
bright.
Not very, definitely, yeah. Anyway, I don't know why. I just it does sound like a webcomic or like a comic though.
Yeah,
that would be his like one vice. Anyway, so Satan eats Skittles
in Oregon.
In Oregon, that would be a weird news story. If I saw that one, we'd have a whole show on it. Satan,
yeah, we'd need
found.
To have a. We'd need to have a real talk about that.
we'd have to have a good old sit down on that one.
Yeah.
Satan spotted in Oregon eating Skittles. Not only Satan, but like goat Satan.
Yes.
Spotted in Oregon. I wonder if that's like his name. Like, is there like a term for the Satan of goat form, or is it just goat Satan?
I'm not really
oh,
sure.
Oh, Baphomet, it says.
Oh, that's like the Final Fantasy summon.
No, that's Bahamut.
It's spelled the same.
No, it's definitely not.
Well, I thought they were the same. Well, never mind.
I googled goat Satan, and that's what I found.
Okay.
There he is. Yeah, I see the picture that we were talking about with the two fingers. I see where the Skittles would go. Anyway, okay, on to the next news story. This one's a zinger. So, in Finland, I don't know why it's Finland, but I guess that's where these things happen. They have a new artist, hot new artist in Finland, painter,
mm-hmm.
and it's an animal.
Is it an elephant?
No, it's good. It's almost as good as an elephant, though. Think big.
Think a giraffe.
No, not that big.
A bear.
Yes, it's a
bear. Yes!
It's a bear artist. And the best thing about the bear artist is they just, like, It seems like they give him, like, they give him a big canvas, and they just leave paint and some, like, wood and, like, paper, and then he just, like, he bears around on it.
That's awesome.
And then basically a picture is formed. And anyway, the reason this article is a thing, because this week was the grand opening for his official gallery, the Bear's official gallery.
Wow.
Yeah. The bear wasn't there, though. He was sleeping. He was hibernating.
Yes. It is it is pretty cold right now.
It's, yes. But the exhibition was entitled Strong and Soft Touches. And the bear's name is Juso.
Everything about that is so good. Who, quote,
uses his body as paintbrushes.
So this bear, he just, like, he puts the paint on him and then just, like,
yes. gets
the canvas.
Yes, essentially, he jumps, he, like, he gets himself ready, and then he paints.
And he just rolls around and bears.
I wish I could do that for a living. Like, this bear is getting, like, a good number of people that are interested in him. And, like, he's probably not making money because he's a bear and animals can't make money. But the yes. person that, like, owns the bear is probably making a pretty good buck off that.
You yeah. know?
I'm like, I wish I could do that for a living. Like, why am I not allowed to do that?
Yeah, where's my gallery in
Finland?
Like,
where's my paint canvas? And, like, why aren't people dousing me in paint and just letting me roll on things and call that money? It doesn't make sense. But, like, literally, I just watched a video, and it's literally just him, like, rolling on like, a piece of wood.
All right, let's dissect this real quick.
He's, like, there's a part where he's, like, sleeping on the canvas, and he's, like, he's, like, itching his face, and then, like, that becomes, like, a painting or whatever.
Is... Okay. Do they like throw a bucket of paint on him, or does he put the paint on himself?
I think the way it looks like is they like cover. It looks like they pre-cover the canvas in paint, and right. so like he'll roll into it and stuff, and then like it'll just make a you know a design or whatever. So the, like he'll get himself painted by just being laying on the canvas. You know what I mean? That's what it seems like.
So he's not even making a conscious effort to paint. No, he's just being a bear.
No.
And they're putting art supplies around him in a way that he has no choice but to produce paint.
He's just being a bear. Yes, that's exactly what. I didn't mean to mislead you with the article of like, he's painting. Like, no, he's like, he's rolling. He's being a bear on top of a canvas and there's art happening underneath him. If you know what I mean.
That's... Okay, so the bear isn't, like, entertained by paint and isn't, like...
Oh, I think he... It seems like he likes the paint. But I don't think he's making any conscious effort to, like, distribute it in a pleasing way on a piece of paper. I think he's just enjoying himself as a bear, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
And they have him, like, on a bench. Like, there's a bench or something that, like, he does all his work on. He's also... Looks like he's painting himself a little. They noticed it by... He accidentally got paint on his paws one day, and he started marking things with them. Like, accidentally, probably. And then, yeah. The rest is history. And they're like, sat him down on a bench, threw some paint all over the place, and he just continued.
He does what he always does.
He just continued being a bear. Man, this is not fair. So, the exhibition opened with 11 pieces of original work, and some of them sold for as much as $4,200. Like, that's not fair.
No, it's not.
He takes a nap for 30 minutes, and he sells it for $4,200. I want that job.
He's not even making a conscious effort to do a job.
He doesn't even know. This bear is more famous as a painter. This bear is more famous as a painter than we will ever be as podcasters.
Or as anything.
Probably. Or as human beings in general.
Yes.
And we're consciously trying, and this bear is just being a bear.
Yep. Maybe that's, the secret is to just...
That's the universe right there.
Maybe the secret is to be a bear.
Just not care.
Yes.
Just do whatever you do. Just seems unfair, doesn't it? You know? Just to...
Is it the bear or is it the bear's owner that's doing the art? I think the bear's owner is technically doing the art.
No,
right?
I mean, the bear's making the art, but I think the owner
is he really? Like,
I mean, I don't know. It seems like it. Some of this art is pretty good. I don't know if it's an accident or not. Yeah, it's probably an accident. I think they're just giving the bear, like, ample... They're making the bear... They're giving the bear a setup in which art is going to form around him. if that makes sense. And the bear is just, like you said, being a bear and kind of...
You know. I think it's the people, then, that are doing the art. Because it's kind of their creative process, not the bear's.
Maybe. I suppose. But, like, then again, if the bear wasn't in the equation, the art would... Like, no one would care about the art.
No.
Like if... Like if I would cover myself. If you went to this dude in Finland and was like, I want to do what Joso the bear does, and then they'd be like, all right, and they'd throw paint on you, and you'd roll around, like, no one would care. They'd be like, look at that crazy guy.
Be like, I'm definitely not buying that.
And then they'd be like, leave it to the experts, and then, like, the bear would walk by and, like, do the same thing, and everyone would take pictures and be like, oh my god. Look at this beautiful artwork he just made. So that's your that's our competition in the world, a bear.
Yes.
So remember that, you know, when you're feeling down about yourself or like, oh, I haven't accomplished enough in this world. Like,
a bear has an art gallery in film.
A bear has an art gallery by doing absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you want to get into some Reddit questions today?
Let's do it.
Do you have a pressing one that you want to say immediately or not? Or
do you have... No.
I can go if you want. All right, I'm going to open with an easy one.
Okay.
So have you ever been in a dangerous situation where you didn't know it was dangerous at the time of it happening?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Give me an example.
I think everybody has.
Yeah, I think I have too. Do you have an example?
Like physical... danger?
Yeah, or what other kinds of danger are there? Emotional? I guess, I mean, that counts too. Depends on how deep you want to go, if you know what I mean.
Well, the first thing I think of is work-related accidents where I did not know I was going to make a mistake, and then I made a mistake.
Mm.
Like, for example, I was provisioning, like, about 300 devices with... a proxy profile.
Okay. I don't know what and these words mean. No, I'm just kidding.
So, pretty much I was making it so that these 300 devices needed to use a proxy to connect to the internet.
Okay, gotcha.
And these devices were already connected to the internet, and that's how I was sending this profile to them. Yeah. But after I send this profile, they can only connect through the proxy. Well, I made a typo in the okay. proxy.
All right.
So all of the devices were taken offline, and I had to reformat all of them, one by one.
Manually?
Yes. Because they were disconnected from the internet. They can only connect through
the proxy that doesn't
freaking exist.
So, like, you cut it off from you being able to do anything to it.
Yes.
Where you were. Mm-hmm. Yeah! So, and you just didn't realize that was, like, obviously bad at the time of what you're doing.
I had to work an entire weekend reformatting one
device. How many were there?
About 280.
Yeah, that sounds real fun.
It wasn't fun.
How long does it take to do one device, like to format one?
Like a minute, but still.
Oh, that's not bad, but still, like 280 is a lot. I'm not saying it's not. It would just suck if it was like 10-minute process for each, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it was only about a minute.
Then you need like help. You need to call in reinforcements or something.
Yes.
How about
physical danger? Have you had any physical danger close calls?
Yes and no. I'm trying to think of, like, physical.
Yeah, I think those would be funniest.
They're mostly just scary, and I don't know if I want to, like, talk about it.
I know what you mean. Like, I'm thinking of some, and it's just like, I don't know if I don't want to go there.
That's right. Appropriate for our charming, you know, lighthearted podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Well, I almost died once, and you know, like, I don't know if I want to do that. Emotional, I'll say. I had a similar thing with you. Like, mm-hmm. I was doing some tech stuff on like on a database. I was like running queries on this on a bunch of data, like for one of my jobs. And we had like a bunch of customers, you know, in this database or whatever. And it was fine. And I was like, mostly, and I don't know why they gave me full database access, which, you know, was okay.
It's your job.
I won't make anything. Well, it wasn't like, it wasn't my job description, but it was just something I was doing, like, as part of my job. But, like, you know, I wasn't like, oh, Chris, you're going to do all the data. You know what I mean? You're going to do
You're
all
the database man.
Exactly. So I was like looking into some data, like I was researching for research purposes to like collect some information. Yeah. So it was mostly just queries, like find stuff about customers. And instead of like running a search, I accidentally ran the opposite of a search, which is to basically, if you know anything about databases, you can say like where something equals whatever and like find all the users that have that or find all the entries that have that. Instead of doing like a where, it was like basically setting everything to that.
Yes.
And so like every user in the database like removed whatever entry was in some certain part and like introduced my own custom. So everyone had like the same age. I don't remember what identifier it was, but like everyone like got the same age or ID number, like something like that. And at the time I didn't know it was like that bad. I was like, oh, I could just undo that, right? And I was like, no. You had to like roll back. Yeah. So like we had to roll back to like a older version, which wasn't a huge deal, but it wasn't like a trivial thing by any means. So anyway, like, I didn't know what I was doing was as dangerous as it was. And then
I guess the moment of danger in both of those situations is you're about to press the enter key.
And you're like, it's going to be fine.
And not everything was fine.
Right. And you're like, you're basically in your head, you're saying, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
And then, like, you don't think about what the worst is. And then, then boom.
It's really amazing how much damage you can do with one like, keystroke.
Whoops. Yeah, computers are like that, man. Yeah. Especially, like, whenever you're doing text-based stuff, too. You know, like, command prompt or, like, you're writing queries or something. Like, whenever you're doing text-based, like, that stuff
you're doing batches. Like, you're doing multiple iterations of
things.
That
stuff will get you because there's not as much, like, with, like, a UI, there's more, like, are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure you want to do that? Whereas, like, text-based is just, like, delete 5 million things, enter, and there's just, like, done. And you're like, no! it just happens, you know, and you can't really, like, undo it.
Yeah.
I saw a story online once. There's this guy that had his own like software company, right? Mm-hmm. And he was a one man act. Like it was like him and like maybe two other people, and they all worked from home, you know, remote stuff. Yeah. And they did some software for like businesses or web development or something like that. I don't remember exactly what. But anyway, he had all his stuff on like Git, right? On like GitHub. Yeah. If you're unfamiliar with that, it's just software versioning. Like you put something up there and then later you can take it back down, make edits, and if you don't like it, you can discard it. And it just keeps your stuff up to date. So he had all his whole software on there. And then one day he like ran some command from his command line on his computer that like basically deleted his entire like history, and he didn't have a copy, and he like deleted the copy on his computer too because he like was trying to make room for something, like he was trying to clean out a lot of stuff, and it was just gone forever. Like it's literally his company just vanished basically, like off the face of the earth. And like all he did,
nightmare.
And he did like, it was like one command, it was like, you know, a delete all something or other. And like granted, that's a, you know, a command you shouldn't use lightly. I don't know the exact command, but, like, he just did, like, one thing, and it was like, it's gone. Poof.
Yeah, his whole life just changed yes, his forever. Life just
was like, well, that's it for me. I guess I'm not doing this anymore for a living, you know? Like, that's insane. Yeah. And I don't think there's any way to go back because, like, he did it, like, I don't remember the mode, but I think, like, with certain commands on Git, you can do, like, force or, like, you could basically, like yeah, turn off the safety net stuff.
Yeah, usually when you execute those commands, it'll ask you yes or no for every single file, but you can force it. There's, it's a simple dash T.
Yeah, or something like that. And so he was, like, he did the one that, like, forced it. So it was, like, there was no, like, safety, like, hey, are you sure you want this to happen? He's like, yep, and it just, like, wiped it out. So that's don't terrible. Mess around with computers if you don't know what you're doing. That's the moral of the story, right?
Yeah, I read actually a similar really funny one keystroke changed a whole lot thing with United Airlines. Mm-hmm. Their social media manager posted. So someone was complaining to them on Twitter, and their social media person responded with. To them with a link that was supposed to lead to the feedback form.
Yeah.
Well, the thing they linked was not a feedback form.
Can't wait to hear what it was.
That's all I'm going to say. The rest is not appropriate for this podcast. Was the
person looking at things on his or her computer?
Yes, he was.
Was. Well, let's just put it this way. Were they enjoying themselves?
It was... No, it's so much worse and better than you can imagine.
No, I kind of want to know. All right, you can't.
I'm sure you can find it.
All right, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
My imagination is running wild. What topic do you know a lot about, but nobody ever asks? I have a few of these, I think.
Yeah, I have a few.
I'm trying to think of, like, the one that I, like, always want people to ask about, and then nobody ever does. I'm trying to remember.
Carl Jung.
You know a lot about Carl Jung?
Yes. Philip K. Dick.
Do you really know a lot about Carl Jung, though?
Yeah.
Like, you read a lot of his books or something?
Yeah, I bought his pocket anthology and read most of it.
Yes! So, like, you know all about the... What is the...
Archetypes. Yeah, I know all about the id, the ego, and that's Freud.
That's but, Freud, yeah. Though. Didn't he do the... What was it? It was, like, the super... No. He had some weird, like... I don't remember.
He was really into mythology and alchemy.
Like, alchemy, like the albedo and the rubedo or some crap, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, which was, like, supposed to be in conjunction with your personality or some crap? I don't know.
Yeah,
he got really weird at some point, and I stopped, like, reading stuff by him.
Yeah, I've only read the weird stuff.
Yeah, well, I figured you would.
Yeah.
So you know a lot about that. Someone asked you. There you go. So I think mine would be, like... I know a lot about music, like trivia and random stuff, like a lot.
Yeah, you do know a lot about. It's like there's like a certain genre of music that you know a whole lot about. Well, not like one, but a time period.
Yeah, I would say like 1960 to 1989. I know a lot about.
Yeah,
I don't know. Nobody asked me about that. I'm trying to think of other topics I'm like a secret expert on. I don't know. I guess that's it. Video games, that's not really a secret.
Yeah, video games, but that's not secret.
Everybody knows that. I'm not really an expert on it either, though.
How about... Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yep, that's you. You didn't know who Vector the Crocodile was, though, remember?
So yeah, I guess I can't really say that.
And then. You didn't know that Sonic's girlfriend was named Madonna, so obviously...
No, I didn't.
You can't say that either.
I don't know, like, everything.
I know. I'm just kidding. Sonic. Speaking of Sonic, we're going to have a Sonic trivia question later. Are you excited about that?
I am excited about that.
Okay. What song should we give, speaking of music, what song should we give to the aliens to make them discover human music. I like how this is worded, because it's like, to make them discover human music. Like, we're forcing them to discover it. What song would you play for the aliens? Like, first song. You only get one? You only get one. How only one about? Song. It could be classical, or it could be not classical.
I wouldn't... See, classical would be the smart choice, but...
Yeah.
It's probably not what I would pick. I would probably pick something that I'm personally biased towards.
Like what? Give me your example.
How about More Than a Feeling by Boston?
Then they would be at least entertained. They'd be like, oh, human music is catchy or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, I'll listen to some more of this. What if you gave them something really bad? Like, so they're intrigued by it.
Cotton Eye Joe. Be like, listen, guys, this is where human music... This is all of human music in one song. This is the pinnacle of human music.
And don't tell them that you're looping it, but loop it. Like, yeah. Do it for, like, 10 minutes and, like, pretend that it's just one continuous piece of music, yes. You know? Because it loops pretty seamlessly, too. You know, I've done it before.
Yeah, same.
So just, you know, give them that and then just let them... breathe in those Cotton Eye Joe vibes.
They wouldn't want to turn it off because it would be like they'd think it was rude. So they would know it was looping.
It'd be kind of like eating dinner at some place for the first time and like it's rude to like not. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
It's rude to not eat it. So you just kind of make the effort, you know. So with Cotton Eye Joe, it'd be kind of the same thing. They'd be like, yeah, this is great. Oh, you know?
I see we're coming back to the. We're coming back around on
it's like, oh, it's this part again. This really repeats a lot.
I like this part.
The funny thing is, like, looping Cotton Eye Joe, like, the song is only 3 minutes, and it already repeats itself a lot.
Yeah.
So, like, looping it, like, 10 times would just be, like...
There's only one lyric in the whole song.
I know. That's what I mean. Like, looping that 10 times would really do a number on the aliens, I feel like.
Yeah.
That'd be good music to play for aliens that are attacking us.
Yes.
Just blast that out to them, you know.
It's like Signs. Like, that's their weakness. It's yeah, Cotton Eye Joe. Cotton Eye Joe. Like they just can't handle it. The weird auto-tuning and like bass just like it melts them.
I imagine Signs like the exact same movie. Right, but like replace every mention of like water with the Cotton Eye Joe, like just dub it in.
That's so good.
So like, do you remember the part where like I know like I'm glad we talked about Signs because it's like literally one of my favorite movies, and people make fun of me for that all the time, but I love that movie so much. You've seen Signs enough,
yes?
Right,
okay. I wouldn't call it my favorite movie.
It's a good movie though, right? Come on, it's good. It's good.
It's good. I'll give you that.
Okay, so anyway. There's a part in Signs where, like, Mel Gibson's character is, like, trying to figure out what's going on with the aliens and stuff. And one of his neighbors is actually played by M. Night Shyamalan or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember the neighbor's name. But anyway, so he, like, sees his neighbor, like, about to drive away in his SUV. And he's like, where are you going? And he's like, oh, I'm leaving. Like, it's going to get really dangerous tonight because the aliens are coming in. Mm-hmm. And he says, like, I heard the aliens don't like water. So I'm driving to near a lake or whatever. So, like, in the new movie, it would be, like, him saying, like, I heard the aliens don't like Cotton Eye Joe.
And
so
then
I'm
he just cranks it and drives off.
Cranks Cotton Eye Joe and drives away. And then in the end, the ending with the bat scene.
This is what I was thinking about.
The end with the bat scene. So instead of whacking.
He hits a jukebox and it blares to life. And then he like he goes over to his stereo and he turns it on there too. And it's like playing in two different places in the movie. And there's really bad like reverb and
like, it sounds completely out of place and bad. Yes. And like instead of having a lot of water cups in the house, they have a lot of like mini jukeboxes like in the house for some reason.
Yeah, no, they have like a home entertainment center, they have a jukebox, they have a record player,
they have a CD player, they have an MP3 player, they have like a bunch, and he like whacks them all with a bat and they just start singing Cotton Eye Joe like really loud. And the alien's like And instead of like the water droplets, you could see like sound waves hitting the alien. Yeah. And it was like
and it's really important that the viewer hears them playing on top of each other.
Right.
Do you know what
like
I mean?
20 instances.
Like, feed up that, feed up that, feed up like, where did you
go? And they're all like out of sync, so it's like yes. even better. It's just an assault on your ears. Like, you just hear. You feel like the alien in that moment.
Yes.
Right? Because you feel sympathy to the alien in that.
And the new M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end is that the aliens are the humans.
Oh, because it's us.
Yes.
That's how
like, the alien tears off his skin, and it's revealed he's a human underneath, and that was his space suit.
And he was coming from, like, the future to, like, to see us or something.
Yeah.
Like, he was a time... there were time travelers trying to, like... tell us what not to do. Like, oh, here's some problems we had in the future. We want to keep you up to date of them. But you just kept blurring Cotton Eye Joe. And in the future, Cotton Eye Joe is like banned. It's like outlaw. It's an outlawed song. It's forbidden music.
It's so offensive that it can kill someone.
And it does.
And it does.
I just imagine the rest of the movie being like rewritten for like Cotton Eye Joe. Because like, you remember? Oh, go ahead.
The movie could be pretty much the same. The big water reveal isn't until, like, the last 15 minutes.
Right, but, like, the movie's called Signs, so here's what I like about Signs. They do foreshadowing really well, so, like, they have all these, like, setups for all the things that are revealed later.
Yeah.
So, like, the water cup thing, it's, like, it works because earlier in the film, you see the little girl, she drinks water, but she never finishes, so she leaves glasses everywhere. So yes. You'd have to rewrite that. But, like, she listens to Cotton Eye Joe around the house, but she never finishes the song because she, like, hates it so much. Like, she likes it, but she can't get through, like, the first minute or two of Cotton Eye Joe. She's obsessed with listening to, like, the first 30 seconds of Cotton Eye Joe.
And then the son who has asthma, instead of asthma, he has, like, temporary deaf fits or something.
Yes. Like, he'll just go in and out of, like, being able to hear or not.
Yes.
But yeah, so she's like walking around the house with Cotton Eye Joe, and then she's like, nope, can't do it. And then she'll pick up another one, and then she'll be like, oh yeah, and then she'll be like, nope, can't finish it all. So it's Signs, Cotton Eye Joe edition. I like that. I think the aliens would...
It makes more sense than water, because I mean, really think about it. Would aliens really land on a planet where they're allergic to water without suits?
That's true.
Where, like, 20% of our atmosphere is water vapor?
They wouldn't expect good Cotton Eye Joe. Like, they wouldn't expect it. No one would expect that. And then they'd get it and be like, shit, we didn't account for Cotton Eye Joe being a song, being an actual thing that happens on Earth or whatever.
Yeah, They could be totally unprepared for that, whereas water, they really should have known.
They should have known about that. But you can't prepare for Cotton Eye Joe.
No, nothing can prepare you for Cotton Eye Joe.
Okay, do you have any questions? You said you had a couple.
What is the most aesthetically pleasing movie?
Blade Runner.
Good answer.
I think it's a really pretty looking movie. What would yours be?
I was thinking a Del Toro movie, but I'm not sure which one. Either...
like Pan's Labyrinth or something?
Pan's Labyrinth is real good.
Yeah, it's a good-looking movie.
Or like Hellboy.
Hellboy is cool-looking. Hellboy 2!
Yeah.
It's cool-looking.
With the gold room.
Yeah.
I guess Lord of the Rings is really, really, really pretty, too.
That is true. Yeah. I like all the Lord of... they all look really good.
Yeah.
They hold up pretty well, too.
Did you like the Hobbit movies or the Lord of the Rings movies better?
The Lord of the Rings movies, obviously.
I kind of liked the Hobbit a little bit better.
You're lying to me right
now. No, I'm not. I really liked the Hobbit, yeah.
You like them better than Lord of the Rings. Do we need to have, like, a discussion about this right now?
I mean,
maybe
I just haven't seen Lord of the Rings in a while.
Did you see all of the Hobbit movies?
Yeah.
Did you see the last Hobbit movie? Where, like, most of the movie is just one long battle?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I like the Hobbit movies. Like, a lot of people give them shit. And I liked them, but they weren't the Lord of the Rings quality.
I thought they were at least as good, but maybe I'm misremembering.
No way. Lord of the Rings had way more characters that were interesting. The Hobbit had, like, it had Bilbo, and it had Gandalf, and it had all the 12 dwarves that I don't remember any of them, because, like, none of them.
They were pretty,
like,
much the same.
They were all the same. They were all, like, you know, like.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
You know, like.
I just haven't seen Lord of the Rings in a long
eating,
time.
Eating, spitting, farting dwarves, basically.
Yes.
Except that one, like the handsome one.
Yeah, right? I know which one you're talking about.
Thorin. I can't believe I remember his name. Thorin Oakenshield. How do I remember his name? Thorin Oakenshield. Yeah, he was like the pretty one. Well, the leader. And he was like, I'm Thorin Oakenshield. And he was like a dwarf.
Yes.
I mean, they were okay, but they weren't Lord of the Rings. I did like the second Hobbit because of Smaug. The dragon.
Smaug the dragon, yeah.
He was cool. He wasn't in the third one enough, though. That disappointed me a lot.
How about this? I have another question.
Okay, go.
So this is something that's not really a big thing anymore, but I think we grew up when these were big. What is a webcomic everyone should read?
Oh, I have no idea. Like, I'm not, like, the generation, I'm not in the webcomic. I mean, I guess I was on the cusp of it, but... Yeah, I don't have.
You didn't read any early webcomics?
Oh, I definitely did, but, like, I don't think
everyone should read them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any that are like, oh, everyone should read, you know, that or whatever. Like, what were the ones that kind of started, right? Webcomics, right? Yeah.
Nuclear Power. That was the original.
That was, like, my favorite one, I think.
Yeah, that was the Final Fantasy I sprites.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's still around.
I don't think so. 8-Bit Theater, that's the one I would say.
Yeah, 8-Bit Theater.
That's the one I would have said if everyone should read, because that's my favorite. I don't think anyone knows what that is anymore. Because, like, all the other ones that started around that same time, like Penny Arcade and Control and Delete and stuff, not as good, but, like, they have lasted a lot longer, so, like, people still know what they are. 8-Bit Theater, I think, stopped doing stuff, like, 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess Penny Arcade's really good. They've kind of made huge strides. Like, they've really branched out and made a big...
They're a media empire now.
Yeah, they're a media empire now. They're not just a comic.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't read Penny Arcade.
No, neither do I.
I've seen the famous comics. That's it.
Yeah.
But if you like Final Fantasy and old RPGs, I would say read 8-Bit Theater. That's the best... My favorite webcomic still. And I'm probably biased.
Theater and Nuclear Power the same one?
Yeah, they're the same thing. That's just what they call it. I don't know why they have different names.
Maybe it started out as nuclearpower.geocities.com. Maybe. And then that was like before he bought a domain.
I think 8-Bit Theater is like the subtitle or something. I don't know. I don't know how it works. Don't ask.
Yeah, neither do I.
This is the early internet, like when no one knew what the hell they were doing. So they're like, let's have two names for our comic. Because Nuclear Power doesn't really describe what the comic is. 8-Bit Theater is like, oh, it's an 8-bit sprite comic. That invented sprite comics, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Those were big a long time. Not now, but they were a while ago. Like 2006, 2003 to 2008, sprite comics were pretty big.
Yeah. Before sprite games were big.
Yes, well before. Like, they... predated, like, the sprite game, indie game resurgence.
Yeah.
Sprite comics. I had a sprite comic for a little while. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did.
I think everyone might have tried at one point to make a sprite
comic. Well,
because
you don't need to be an artist, right? You can just have a sprite comic.
Yeah, and you don't have to be able to draw.
No, you just need to know how to use Photoshop, basically.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it was. And it took a while. Like, it was tedious.
Yes.
But it was fun. I don't remember what it was about. I think it was about, like, people I knew. I just, like, made them into characters that were Final Fantasy. I used, like, Final Fantasy sprites still.
Yeah.
But I think I went to the more 16-bit, you know, like, the Final Fantasy VI era stuff. It was a good comic, man. I did, like, 20 issues, and then I...
Wow, you got way further than me.
Yeah, I got pretty far into that.
I think I tried to make like two and was like, nope, this is not for me.
Yeah, I did like 20 and then I stopped and then I lost interest and I stopped doing it. It was fun, though. I remember when I was a kid, oh my god, I'm bringing back so many memories of, like, weird stuff I did as a teenager. I made, do you remember when, like, the stick figure battle stuff were really big?
Oh, yeah. What were they called? Zio something.
Those are, yeah, I think that was it. Those are, like, their videos of stick people, like, kicking ass, or flash yeah. videos. So, like, fighting stuff was pretty big then. I mean, it still is, but, like, stuff that has to do with characters fighting was big.
And Flash animations were a big deal.
Yes, they were. So, like, I couldn't animate, so I was like, I need to get in on this somehow. So what I did is I made, like, this giant image of all these sprites from, like, Final Fantasy games and, like, old SNES games, like, mm-hmm. fighting each other with, like, it was, like, a giant, like, I don't know, it was probably, like, 3,000 by 3,000 pixels or something. And I used the background of Hyrule Temple from Smash Bros. Melee.
That's awesome.
And so I had all these characters just, like, duking it out on this, like, giant
image. You'd use, like, their walking animations yeah. and their casting animations.
Yeah. It was cool. But anyway, that's one of the weird things I did. I spent, like, a long time on that. It took me forever. I don't know why I did it, but...
The old internet was way cooler.
The old internet was... That was, like, when, like, DeviantArt was, like... I mean, it's still a thing, but that's when it was, like, really...
That was before it was weird. A weird sex thing.
Yeah, like, it was, like, it was, like, regular weird. It was, like, my style of weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think we got really off topic there, but, yeah, the old internet was pretty cool. All right, I got a weird question for you.
Okay.
All right, you are given 1,000 USD... a rubber band ball, a box of paper clips, and 9 dogs. How do you overthrow the government of Australia over the course of 3 years?
I'm going to need to hear my ingredients again.
We can say you're in...
Am I already in Australia?
Yeah, we'll say okay. You're already in Australia.
Because otherwise, I don't. Getting there is going to be a problem with $1,000.
What do you mean?
Because a plane ticket costs more than that to Australia from here.
Oh, yes. That's true. Okay, you're already in Australia. This is the ground rules. So, you have $1,000. You have a rubber band ball. Let's say it's like a... What was a good size? It's like a...
About 5-aught.
Yes. You have a 5-aught rubber band ball. Whatever that means. Whatever that means to means. You justify that. You have a box of paper clips, a standard box, like 100 count.
Yeah.
You know? And you have 9 dogs. Breed of your choice.
Okay.
And you have to overthrow the government of Australia. You have 3 years. Go. What do you do?
Yikes.
This can be a long game, you know? You don't have to do this all at once.
3 years is pretty short, though, with only 9 dogs and $1,000 and a rubber band ball. And
you could rig something up, I think.
Okay, so maybe you could pick a really rare breed of dog, like one of those Egyptian dogs or something.
Australian Shepherd. No,
those are not very rare.
Especially in Australia.
Yes.
Okay, you so could... Egyptian something.
Yeah, whatever the most expensive the breed Egyptian of dog is.
Egyptian Malamute.
And then you breed the dogs and sell them and get a lot of money.
Okay.
And
so the $1,000 is like your seed money to breed the dogs, basically.
Yes, you feed them really cheap stuff, and hopefully the puppies come out okay. You basically breed an army of Egyptian dogs.
Uh huh.
Okay. With $1,000,
okay,
and then sell your Egyptian dog army.
To who? Like Iraq or something.
I don't know. Whoever buys those really expensive dogs.
You sell them to a government that wants to take out Australia.
No. We haven't started on the government
yet. Oh, okay.
Yet.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm you use the $1,000 to, like, set up a webpage like, we got us some really expensive dogs.com.
Okay. I like the website name. And then, what do you do?
And then, once you have a lot of money, you lobby to have... I don't know if they have that in Australia.
Yeah, they have it.
Yeah, you lobby to put your friend as the leader of the government, and then you just tell your friend what to do.
See, I don't think that's... You started really strong, but then it just didn't work at the end.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't use the rubber bands and paper clips.
What if you did the army of dogs, and then you used the rubber band and paper clips... to, like, fashion some kind of weaponry onto the dogs.
Yeah, like Gizmo in Gremlins, like his
exactly
his paperclip bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Dogs can't. They don't know how to use weapons.
What if you?
Okay, no, no, no. I got it. No, no, no. No, here's what you do. You take your army of dogs deep into the desert and meet the Aborigines.
Okay.
Then you have them construct a skeleton. Like, you kill all your dogs and have them construct a skeleton dog army.
Wait, what?
There's happening? Maybe they have necromancers or something.
In Australia?
Yeah. And you trade them rubber bands in order to create the skeleton dog army.
Because they want a rubber band.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have any.
Over
they're a prized
Australia.
Commodity there.
In Australia.
Because they could use them for, like, hunting and spears and stuff. They might actually be valuable.
Yeah.
The paper clips, too. On. They're pretty sharp.
Yeah, that's a great answer, I think. So my answer would be the same as yours. But instead of doing the weird Aboriginal trade thing with rubber bands, because that doesn't really make any sense, you use the big army of dogs, and you use the rubber bands as, like, a mushing thing. And you, like, take them out to, like, the bush. Isn't that what they call it in Australia?
Yes.
The bush. And then you find all the kangaroos, and you, like, herd them with the dogs.
With the dogs.
Yeah. And you herd them towards, like, wherever the capital of Australia is.
Okay.
And then, like, they, like, kangaroos are notably, like, they'll mess shit up, right?
They're aggressive.
Yeah. Yes. So, like, you'll just let the kangaroos loose on Brisbane or wherever the capital of Australia is.
Yes.
You know.
I think that's a better idea than
what is
Aboriginal necromancy.
Canberra is the capital of Australia. You let it loose mm-hmm. in Canberra.
And then you hijack the capital building, and it's yours.
And it's yours.
And
it's
no
yours.
One can get past the chaos of the kangaroos and the dog army.
No. They're just, like, they're punching everyone. The kangaroos are just punching everyone out.
Yes.
You know, stuff like that. That's basically... Yeah, so that's my answer. Okay. You have any more? Or no? I have one more, if you don't have any.
I'll do one more.
Okay, you'll do one more?
And then you do one more, and then
okay.
we can do trivia. All right.
Sounds good.
I'll do a short one.
Go.
What fictional character's death is the saddest?
That's tough. I feel like this is a spoiler, right?
Yeah, I guess. Spike.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I like how we're on the same page here.
Yeah, that was really sad.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Was it the saddest, like, though?
I don't know. It's the first one that comes to mind.
What about pretty much any animal movie?
Where the animal dies?
I mean, that's every animal movie.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, it's really
sad. I don't
sad
know. Spike was really dies. Sad, though.
Yeah, it is. Because, like, you know, you watch, like, 25 episodes, you're like, oh, I really like this guy.
Yeah, like, you're friends with Spike at that point. He's your bro.
He is your bro. Yeah, that's probably going to be number one. I'm trying to think of a movie where the main character dies, and it's really, really sad. I can't really think of anything, honestly. Yeah, I got nothing.
I mean, the new Star Wars, mega spoilers.
Spoilers? That is pretty sad.
That was pretty sad. I don't know if it was the saddest, though.
No, it wasn't the saddest. It was sad, though.
Yeah, Force Awakens, though, that was sad.
That was sad. Have you seen the newest Star Wars? Oh, we saw it together, I forgot.
Yes, yes. We have pictures of us lightsaber dueling in front of...
Not co-right, I forgot about
yes.
that. But not, I don't want a spoiler, but, like, you can say that and more, if you know what I mean.
Someone dies in that movie. Just mega spoiler.
Wink, wink, wink. For those that have seen it, no, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Someone dies. Wait, no. Someone dies.
Yes. Put the emphasis on the right part of that word.
Someone dies.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm spoiling that movie too much. Really sad because you don't really know them that well.
Yeah.
Or sorry, the one character that dies.
Yeah. The one.
Someone's going to be so mad. Like, you spoiled the Star Wars.
I don't think anyone that would be listening to this has never seen Star Wars.
Well,
the new
ones. Might have not seen the new one yet. Okay. I have one last question, then we can move on to trivia. Are you ready?
Okay.
This one's really depressing. Is it better to have no friends or one bad friend?
Yeah!
I don't know.
It's a good question. I think it might be better to have no friends
than one bad friend. I would say no, none.
Because, like, one bad friend... You'd, like, think they're your friend, and then they do something really mean or bad, and you'd be like,
and then you just keep being their friend because they're your one
friend.
Yeah,
and you'd have, like, a roller coaster of emotions with your bad friend, right? You'd be like, oh, we're buddies. And then it's like, oh, and it's like, oh. With none friends, at least you have a good, like
it's a steady baseline of constantly sad.
Like you're always sad, but at least you know where your, like, base is, yeah. You know where home is.
So you never go below.
Yeah, you never go below because you never have any friends to begin with. But when something good happens, you know, the only way where you can go from no friends is up. With one bad friend, you're just constantly riding like a wave,
you know? Of down.
Yeah. Up, down, all around, you know?
It's bad. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to do trivia now?
Let's do it.
All right. Trivia today. Oh, you should look to see if we have any listener questions really quick.
No, we don't have any listener questions.
Oh, like, you're just like, no, we don't. Why would we?
I mean, I'm looking at it. Did you check the stream, though?
Maybe someone's answering stuff.
No, I really did. We have a viewer. If you have a question, ask us now.
Right now! So the score is 7-8. I'm winning by 1 point. I have 8, you have 7. Right. The trivia... Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. The trivia categories today are Australia, bird, and video games. Your choices for a lifeline are 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 50-50 Monty Hall, Omegle, / Askarando in Rhyme Time. What would you
like? Okay. I'm going to pick Rhyme Time.
Oh, you figured out the trick.
I got the trick now. Right. 30-second Yahoo and Askarando, just because I need to use
this. I'm so glad you picked that one because it's the most useless of all the lifelines, but you pick it every time anyway. All right. I'm going to do the video game one first because I think it's the easiest.
Okay.
All right. Who made their first appearance in Sonic Adventure 2 as Knuckles' rival? Was it A, Shadow the Hedgehog, B, Rogue the Bat, C, Big the Cat, or D, Vector the Crocodile?
Her name's not Rogue.
Shut up. Well, what is it then?
It's Rouge.
Whatever. Rouge the Bat? Like the color? Why is it spelled this way then? Wherever I found it was like it's spelled like the other way though. Like R-O-G-U-E. Yeah, is it spelled R-U-G-E?
It's R-O-U-G-E.
I think. See, where I was on like some Sonic site and I copied and pasted it and it was spelled like Rogue. That's weird.
It's a common mistake.
Just shows how good my Sonic knowledge is, right?
Yes, it's Rouge the Bat. That's the correct answer.
Oh, that final answer. You mean Rogue the Bat.
Yeah, Rogue the Bat.
I'm sorry, the correct answer was Rogue the Bat, according to my source. Not Rouge, but Rogue. Rouge, is her name really Rouge? That's kind of a dumb name. I like Rogue better.
Yeah, but...
It's like an X-Men, like the X-Men Rogue, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Rogue, Rouge, whatever the hell her name is correct.
Yeah.
Good job.
Their trademark is really good hip-hop on their stages.
On Rouge the Bat stage?
Yes, and Knuckles.
Well, you know, they're very edgy, right?
I mean, all of the music in Keith Sonic Richards, Adventure is... Right?
They would listen to some Keith Richards.
Yes.
Call back to the last. See? We're long-form podcasts. We do Easter eggs of every previous episode. Okay, next question. Category is bird.
Bird.
What is the average lifespan of a robin? Is it A, 5 years, B, 2 years, C, 12 years, or D, 24 years?
Ooh. I'm going to have to use rhyme time on that one.
Oh, great. All right.
Good luck with that.
I'm going to try to rhyme the whole phrase, okay?
Okay.
The average age of a robin is really swell. The age of the robin, it rhymes with elves.
And what were the answers again?
5, 2, 12, and 24.
Okay. I'm going to go with 12.
Yes.
That's the final answer.
That is correct. That was nice. A bad rhyme.
It was good.
Speaking of rhyme, our final category is Australia. In Australian rhyming slang, if someone said they were going to have a bo peep, what would they be doing? Would it be A, sleeping, B, eating, C, using the restroom, or D, cooking meat?
Right. I think we're going to have to go with ask a random on this one.
All right.
Hopefully I get someone from Australia.
I mean, we've been talking about Australia a lot this episode. I feel like we do that every episode. We're very fascinated with the country and continent of Australia.
Yeah.
We should go there. We should do a podcast, an episode there in live.
That's going to be our first gig, is at...
I thought it was in Nebraska.
No, we changed it. It's in Australia.
It's now in Canberra.
That second stop on the tour is Nebraska.
This is like the most inefficient tour ever. Yeah. We start in Australia and we hop over to Nebraska. And then we go to Japan or something.
Siberia.
I was about to say Siberia.
Yeah.
Then we go to Siberia. And then we go to, like, Antarctica. And then back to
Some bands Florida. Do that. Some bands are really bad at touring.
Australia and then Nebraska City. Japan. Siberia. And then somewhere in, like, the Atlantic Ocean. Like, Cuba or something.
Yes. All right. I'm ready to ask a rando. I'm beginning...
Do you need the question again?
Yes. It's Bo Peep, right?
Yeah. In Australian rhyming slang, if someone said they were going to have a Bo Peep, what would they be doing? Sleeping, right. Eating, using the restroom, or cooking meat?
Are you Australian? This is what I'm asking.
That's your first open line.
Are you Australian?
I wonder if there's like an Omegle Austria. Oh, not Austria. Omegle Australia. Like Omegle.au
hey,
or something.
What does Bo Peep mean in Australian slang?
Just say in Australian like it's a language. Do you think there's like an Omegle.au?
If there is, that's where I should be. There's
Omega Australia. No, Omega Australia. Wait, what? Omega
Australia. This isn't working. They're trying, they're asking for pictures.
It's not working. Oh, yeah, right. Omega Australia. Oh, God, this is bad. I shouldn't do that.
Maybe you shouldn't go there. That might not be what it appears to be.
Talk to strangers. Omega. Yeah, I went somewhere and there was a video interface and I was like, I'm gonna back out now.
Yeah. these are all robots.
I'm gonna give you 2 minutes left on this one. Alright.
Alright.
Tell us what's happening. Give us a play-by-play.
A lot of robots telling me that they want to send me pictures.
Are any of them from Australia, though?
None so far.
That's an important question.
We've got some from California. You can probably take a plane from California to Australia, but...
Probably.
What does Bo Peep mean? Please tell me, stranger person. Okay, none of these people are... who they seem to be.
All right, you have 30 seconds left.
All right. I'm using this time to Yahoo. Consider my...
You can't do that.
Consider my Yahoo one used.
Oh, yeah, okay, you did pick Yahoo. I forgot about that. Okay, that's fine. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
What does it mean? I hope you can't find this anywhere. That's like some random question someone made up on their site. On their like Australian trivia site. All right, you have 10 seconds.
Oh, no. Nine, the answer that I got is not eight, any of yours.
Seven.
Okay, six, well, all right, no, say the, what were the choices?
Sleeping, eating, using the restroom, cooking meat.
Oh, no.
Three, two, one. What do sleeping, you have?
Sleeping, eating, cooking.
Or using the restroom.
That's what not what it get? Says.
What does yours say?
It says curious. Have a look.
Have a look.
To look at something. A sly look at something.
I don't know. Maybe I like went on like the weird Australian site that like no one uses.
All right, Bo Peep.
You're going to have to guess.
Sleeping, cooking meat, using eating, the restroom.
Using the restroom.
Or what was the last one?
Eating.
I'm going to say sleeping.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Sleeping is correct.
Oh, thank goodness.
I don't know where I found it. Like, I found it on some site, but it was like a PDF file of Australia trivia. So maybe it was just someone's random idea of Australia. I don't know. It's hard to say. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
They were doing a project for school or something, yeah, and they were like, you know what?
I need a random. I need one more. Yeah, and they're like, I need a fake slang or something for Australia. And then someone was like, oh, Bo Peep kind of rhymes with sleep. And they're like, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, Peep, like you kind of close your eyes.
Peep. Oh, wait, no, it's deeper than that. Bo Peep, sheep. And then you like count
sheep. Oh, you count the sleep. Sheep.
Wow. See, that sounds all rhymes almost legit, too. Doesn't it? Yeah, and it all rhymes. That's actually kind of good. All right, real quick final question before we wrap up today. How about that?
Yeah, sounds good.
If all Homo sapiens suddenly vanished, which species, if any, do you think would evolve to conquer Earth?
Okay. So if all of the humans vanished... That means that we probably destroyed a lot of habitat. So you think
it'd be like the beetle or something like that. The cockroach.
Yeah, maybe.
Not the monkeys, not like orangutans or
no. If we couldn't survive, there's no way they could survive. We're so much better at that than they are.
So maybe like maybe it would be like cockroaches.
Yeah, that's like a Starship Troopers kind of thing. Like, the humans exterminate themselves, and...
Maybe that's the origin story for Starship
Troopers. So, what species are we kind of, like, the limiting factor for? Like, the reason this species can't just overwhelm everything is because of humans.
Kind of think, like, birds, right?
Rats.
Rats. Yeah. I guess rats.
Yeah, I'll say rodents. Rats.
Rodents. Because we control them.
Yeah, like as best we can, and even then, they're a big problem.
They still get everywhere.
Yeah, I was watching a really scary documentary on Netflix about rats, and it was like a really dramatic exterminator going like, hey, I've exterminated rats for the last 20 years, let me tell you about these critters.
They get everywhere.
They get everywhere. They're in your bed. They're in your food.
They're in your mouth.
They're in your mouth. They're behind you right now.
They're under your ear. They're in your food.
I see them when I close my eyes.
Yeah, rats. That would be scary. But yeah, that's a pretty good answer. I think like a bird or something.
Birds.
Like maybe. We always like cut forests down, so the birds have to like die off or fly somewhere else.
Oh, true.
Otherwise, they would like take over. I don't know. That's my thing.
They are kind of without monkeys. They are pretty much. They are apex predators. Rats are not apex predators. Yeah. Birds eat rats.
Yeah. Like, birds of prey. I think they would take over.
Owls and eagles.
Ooh, owls, yeah.
This is like Planet of the Apes, except you have owls and eagles and falcons. That would be awesome.
Sweet movie, like Planet of the Birds or something.
Yeah.
And they're all like anthropomorphized birds, and the owls would be like the wise men or whatever of the tribe.
Yeah, they're like the chimpanzees.
And the hawks are like the warriors, right?
Yeah, they're like the gorillas.
And what's like a social animal, a social bird?
Like the orangutans in the
hummingbird, yeah, or like a mockingbird or something.
And those aren't like, birds of prey, though. They would die. True. The owls would eat all of them.
That's true. The Eagles maybe would be like the more social ones. Like they're like the law ones. You know what I mean? Like the leaders.
Maybe like vultures are the warriors.
I don't know about vultures. Or they would be like the Undertakers or something.
Yeah. They eat the other birds.
Eagles would be like in the leadership government positions.
Right.
The hawks would be in like warriors, and then like the owls would be like the scientists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the parallels with like, Planet of the Apes are really. Yes.
And
are
the vultures would be like in society, but they would be like lower castes.
Yeah. You know? They would wear those like plague masks from Italy in like the 1600s. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know exactly.
Yes.
And they have like they wear like long robes or something.
Yeah.
Oh, and they could be like exiled. Like the vultures could be exiled from the bird.
Yeah, the birds like send all of their refuse and their corpses to the exiled area where the vultures are.
They like eat it and like clean it up or whatever. But then one night, a vulture comes back with some terrible news, and he's like in like a dark cloak with like the
and he's like the mask a human thing. Has landed on our planet.
Yes. And he's in like the plague doctor thing.
Yeah.
And he's like Kah! Or something. And that's the beginning of the movie. And it's raining really hard.
Yes.
And it's like all washed out blue color. See, I'm just imagining the like first 5 minutes of this
Birds movie. Don't have hands, but they do have wings. Feet. Question mark.
They have wings.
They would just do everything with their mouth and their feet.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Like they hold things with their mouth or whatever.
Yeah.
Like all their weapons are like held in their mouth, and they like throw their mouth around to like attack or whatever. Or some of them like don't even have a weapon; they just sharpen their beak a lot, and then they like stab people with it or whatever.
They have like, how do birds get into like metal smithing?
Like, how does that progress? Like,
yeah, how do they progress? As a species?
I don't know. That's a good question. How did humans get into metal?
They'll just have to evolve hands.
Yeah.
They'll become birdmen.
Yeah. Or their, like, wings will evolve, like, appendices.
Maybe they can't fly anymore. They're just, like, humans with feathers.
That would be weird.
They've evolved to be...
And some of the birds still can fly, and they're, like, outcast birds or something.
Yeah, the vultures.
Yeah, because they need to be able to fly so they can scrounge for food.
Yeah.
I like this. Planet of the Birds. I don't know who the lead human would be in this movie, though. Probably, like, Tom Hardy or something like that.
I was thinking...
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I mean, how about... Wait, what's his name? John C. Reilly.
What?
He'd be good.
As the lead person?
I mean, you can't make this movie like a serious movie because okay, Planet of the Apes exists. Right, it has right. to be. There has sure. to be an element we of humor have there.
He could be the main human.
It's John C. Reilly.
Because the humans are like, you're a useless human being. We exile you to the bird planet or something.
Yes.
Sounds good. Sounds like my kind of movie.
Yeah.
All right. You want to wrap this thing up?
Right, I'm ready to wrap it up.
All right, this has been the Time Bat Show episode number 18. I'm Time Asus.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
And remember, when you have been sad,
do it like dad.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.